When Tomiko Schaefer's baby, Daniel, was about 6 months old, she started noticing something.
He wasn't rolling over like he should. He was very stiff. He wasn't crawling like normal children do.
Now Daniel's 19 months, and his mom said he's not the same little boy.
He started crawling. He can climb up on furniture. He is taking a few steps on his own.
Schaefer credits the therapists who've worked with Daniel for much of his young life. Schaefer lives in a small village in southeastern Crawford County, where she says she hadn't paid any attention to the state's budget situation. That is, until she got a call that a therapist wouldn't be working with Daniel anymore. Illinois's been without a budget since July, meaning early intervention has gone unfunded, meaning therapists weren't getting paid. While some therapists have worked on a virtual volunteer basis, others can't afford it and have closed up shop. Schaefer says she's worried. Researchers believe therapy at these early stages is critical. Reaching children as early as possible leads to the biggest leaps. Babies should develop in bounds. So while missing out on months of therapy doesn't sound like long, the consequences are compounded, which is why parents and providers were delighted with the sudden announcement from Comptroller Leslie Munger. Munger, a Republican, says Illinois will now be able to pay for early intervention. No, Illinois still doesn't have a budget, so here's how. Already, a lot of money's flowing out of the state's bank accounts, mostly because of court orders that require the state fund services like community care for people with mental illness, home help for seniors on Medicare, foster kids. There are at least a dozen such consent decrees in place. Early intervention wasn't a part of any of them. Now it will be. Here's Munger.
We've had so many phone calls on early intervention that we went back and worked with the agency to see if some of these weren't covered under some of the consent decrees.
Her office and the Department of Human Services found, yes, early intervention could be included. It's a huge relief for moms like Tomiko Schaefer, but parents and providers alike say they're still concerned. Schaefer says she hasn't yet talked to her therapist to see if they'll be back to see Daniel, or if Munger's announcement may have come too late. Benny Delgado Jr. is president of the Illinois Developmental Therapy Association and owns Leaps and Bounds Family Services, Inc. in suburban Chicago. He says providers have been yanked around for years through the state's budget struggles and swelling bill backlogs. They get paid 1 month, then 2 months go by without a check.
And so now they're a little leery.
Delgado says damage is already done. Some providers have moved away from Illinois or gotten other jobs. There are other reasons for providers and parents to remain worried. For one, although the Comptroller and Department of Human Services are using the consent decrees to justify funding early intervention services now, Governor Bruce Rauner's office has previously said it wants to do away with them. He said the court mandates are overused and constraining. Steve Brown, the spokesman for House Speaker Michael Madigan, says it's enough to cause whiplash.
The whole technique is really, pretty embarrassing. They say one day we can't pay this, and they make a U-turn and, pay it.
Brown says it need not have gotten to this point. Democrats blame Rauner for rejecting most of the budget they'd passed to him this spring, leaving the state without spending authority. But Rauner says he vetoed it because it was out of balance, which brings up another point. Projections show that with all of the consent decrees and automatic spending, even without major sections of state services getting paid, Illinois is on track to spend more than it takes in from taxes. Without a budget and the revenue to back it up, the future for Illinois is uncertain. And by extension, the future's uncertain for 19-month-old Daniel. I'm Amanda Vinicky.